Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Hello?
You're late.
Remember I had to open that bank account?
Yeah, but I thought you were going to open a Republic Bank account online.
Wait, you mean I could open an account online?
Yes, using your phone, tablet, or computer is called Republic Onboard.
If you told me that this morning, I could have saved hours.
New and existing customers can open a Republic Bank account online and save time. Choose Republic Onboard today. Check RepublicGuyana.com for more information.
So it's your fault I'm late.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon, pick two in the evening, a chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X, multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X, pick two numbers from 0 to 9, a chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday, bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Previously on Morondoy, Kavita and Sharona buzzed with excitement over the grand opening of their boutique, planning live music and multi-faith blessings for the momentous occasion. But when Denzel joined them, his demeanor dampened the mood. He admitted that his bitter breakup with Zena had him off balance. Empathy was in short supply, however, as Kavita's careless comments about Zena's age cut deeply, and Denzel departed, stung. Meanwhile, ever concerned about Denzel's dismal mental health, Catalina and Myrtle resolved to find a role model for him, a firm father figure, and settled on James as the strongest candidate. As we return to Morondoy, Rhonda is startled by Unique.
In the wrong. The exact reverse is true. The passage of time has a way of...
Mommy?
Hi! Hi, Unique!
What are you doing? You searching for Usher?
What? No!
I'm looking at your computer.
Don't worry about it, ma'am.
Why are you searching for him?
Because...
Yeah?
I've just been thinking a lot about him lately.
Why are you thinking about a cross?
Since you had the flu. I'm thinking back about everything that happened and how he...
Oh, okay, Mom.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm wondering where he dead. If he dead or alive.
Hopefully dead.
Yeah.
Nobody never see back since he got run out to Morondoy.
Well, I guess it's a good thing.
Would be.
It's frightening to think that he could still be out there spreading HIV.
He wicked enough to do though.
I feel I have to do something.
Like what?
I respect people and their privacy. But what do we do when you have people deliberately spreading HIV? Not informing the partners and having unprotected sex all over the place.
Well, we don't have laws specifically addressing that in Guyana. But there are laws to prosecute if you intentionally harm somebody.
Okay. But we live in a time when people should feel comfortable for sharing their status with their partner. At the end of the day, HIV is not a death sentence like people used to think it was.
Exactly.
And look at you and Kevin. You're the perfect example of a couple where one negative and the other positive.
Yes, Mom. We're called seridiscordant couples.
Right. As long as your viral load is undetectable, you can't infect he.
Exactly. And even though all that knowledge is out there about medication and so on, there's still stigma attached to HIV.
I know.
You know, social media revealed that to me earlier this year when they had a lot of talk about HIV in Guyana.
Right.
So sad. Many people are still ignorant.
Well, with crosses like Russia or wrong, I understand why some people would be frightened.
But at the end of the day, we all got to take responsibility for ourselves. People need to get tested with their partners if they're going to have sex. And even after you're tested, use protection and continue regular testing.
I think if I get in another relationship,
hello, my father just dead, okay?
Unique. I'm talking about now, somewhere in the future. And I ain't even sure.
Okay, good.
But even if I do, it's not only that me and my partner going to get tested, but I going on PrEP just like Kevin. So I could make sure that I'm protected.
Yes, he's on pre-exposure prophylaxis.
And I'm going to be using my condoms too. You know, as a girl, I love my condoms. The one with the flavor, the one like skin, the glow in the dark one.
Okay, Mom. Okay. I understand. But what if your partner turns out positive? Would you stay with them? You never thought about that, right?
Well, I was in a relationship with Usher. And I didn't get infected because we was using condoms.
Yeah.
And now PrEP is available, so why not? I mean, if it's somebody I'm really into and be honest with each other and they're on the medication, yes, I think I could have a relationship with someone who's HIV positive.
Anyway, I want to talk about something else.
What?
I want to go home.
Huh? So you're serious?
Yeah. I think something going on with Kevin.
You really think Kevin cheating with that girl at the gym?
Divine said he does be helping she every day. Plus I had a dream about he and she.
But Kevin didn't tell you nothing ain't going on? He ever give you any reason not for trussy?
Not really.
He ever cheat on you?
Not that I'm aware of, but I can't swear for nobody.
Look, Unique, you got a good husband. Stop torturing yourself thinking about what is not happening.
Okay, but I still want to go home.
All right. I just have some things to tie up and then we could head out to Guyana. I have to sit Jamari down and explain that we live in America for a while.
You think he can be sad?
Well, America is all he knows and are taking away from his friends, so he might be sad, yes.
He can make plenty friends in Guyana, especially when them children hear your American accent.
Oh, Lord.
I think being in Guyana would be good for him.
It's true.
It can be good for you too.
Yes.
As long as you don't run into Usher.
Father God, I beg you. Please don't let that happen.
Ah, Catalina. How are you?
Hi, James. I'm doing good. Thanks for taking the call.
It's okay.
You're probably wondering why I called,
no? Is everything okay?
Not really. His Denzel.
Something happened to him?
Well, in a way.
Explain.
The relationship between he and Zina ended and he's not taking it well.
Oh.
I didn't realize that my son's so in love with this woman.
I see.
Denzel is not himself at all at all. I never see my son behave like this, James.
His first heartbreak?
It's still he behaving. But he and Kavita had a breakup too.
Well, Kavita is closer to his age. Zina is older.
It's hard for him to get away because she was older?
Might be something to it. Older women come with knowledge. They come with experience.
Look, I don't want to hear anymore. I don't want to imagine all the disgusting things Zina was doing with my son.
Why, it has to be disgusting.
Because she's older than me.
And?
You know what, James? Let's not go down this road. I'm tired of explaining myself to people, and they're not seeing my point about this whole thing.
All right.
Look, my son is depressed, and I'm worried about his mental health.
I understand.
James, can you talk to him for me, please?
Sure.
He always looked up to you as a mentor, so I think would listen.
I don't mind talking to him.
Thank you so much.
What do you think, Denzel is at risk of losing his mind or something like that?
I just think he's a little depressed.
Okay. I'll talk with him, but maybe think about if he might also need some professional help.
All right.
Look, mental health is a serious issue in Guyana, and unfortunately, some people don't access the help they need.
I've been through my share after what I've been through with Maurice. People are saying I'm mad.
You see that? Conditions are called mad when people don't know what kind of mental health issues persons are experiencing. There's so much stigma attached to it.
Well, I don't want nobody calling me child mad. I hope he will get Zin out of his system soon, and hopefully she'll stay in America.
Right.
James, talk to you for me, please. See what you could do.
Of course. Denzel is like my own son.
Hi, James.
Denzel, how is everything?
I'm okay.
Right. Just thought I'd check in on you. You know, it's been a while since we spoke.
Okay.
So what are you up to these days?
Finishing off my master's at UG and just chilling.
Mm-hmm. Nice, nice. So do you have any free time?
It depends.
Well, I'm mentoring some young men at the community center ground a few times a week. I think it would be great if you got involved.
I think I've passed the age of needing mentorship.
No. I was thinking you could be one of the mentors.
Oh?
Denzel, you're an upstanding young man, and I think other young men could learn a lot from you.
Thanks a lot for the compliment, but I'm sorry to going through something right now, and I don't think I'm in the headspace to mentor anybody.
Want to talk about it?
Not really.
Well, the invitation is extended. Maybe you don't have to become a mentor right away, but you can pass by and observe what we're doing. Will you?
I will try.
Okay. We meet on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, 5 to 7.
Okay.
And Denzel, whatever is going on in your life, know that it's just temporary. Things will get better.
I'm not so sure about that.
Trust me. I've been on this earth for 6 decades, and I've seen it all. Things will get better.
Thanks, James.
So I can look out for you?
Yeah, I'll pass.
Great.
Thanks for calling.
Take care, Denzel. Looking forward to seeing you soon.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.
Just stop the abuse.